had lunch with them once a month. I called them constantly to see how they were doing. I sent them things on their birthday or their anniversaries or things that were important. I helped them if their kids needed to get into a hospital with my connections. That was part of my job. Can you quantify that for shareholders? I don't know that you can do that. No one else at that company was capable of doing that. Despite Eisner's complaints about Ovitz's tactics, none of the high-priority animators Eisner had assigned to Ovitz defected to DreamWorks. There were some losses, of course, but Deja and Keane both stayed, as did Clements and Musker, although the vastly greater sums they were offered to stay were no doubt more important than Ovitz's ministrations. Still, they enjoyed the attention and felt they weren't being taken for granted. On another occasion, Eisner called Ovitz sounding frantic with the news that Tim Allen had just walked off the set of Home Improvement. "He's a $250 million asset," Eisner said. "You've got to get him back." Ovitz immediately left his office and went to Allen's dressing room on the set. He suggested that Allen calm down and take the rest of the day off. The next day, Ovitz invited him to lunch and listened patiently to his grievances, promising to address them. The campaign climaxed with a dinner party Ovitz hosted for Allen at his house, which included Allen's wife, his lawyer, his manager, and a group of his friends. After Allen admired Ovitz's art collection, Ovitz bought Allen a gift, a print by contemporary artist Roy Lichtenstein, a personal friend of Ovitz, that cost about $1,500. Allen returned to the set, and production of Home Improvement resumed without further incident. But when Ovitz asked to be reimbursed for the cost of the Lichtenstein print, Sandy Litvak hit the ceiling, suggesting that it was unethical, which gave Litvak another opening to fuel Eisner's suspicion about Ovitz's ethical standards. Although Eisner cited this incident as evidence of Ovitz's lack of ethics, it isn't clear what was unethical about it. Eisner evidently reconsidered, since he testified years later that there was nothing wrong with Ovitz giving Allen a gift on Disney's behalf. As Ovitz later described the encounter, Litvak got very upset with me and angry and said I didn't know how to work in a public company, and he embarrassed me in front of a number of people, and he told me that I was not very bright about these things, and in a public company you can't buy gifts for people. And I explained to Sandy that, if it is the rule, I found it to be ludicrous. I would be happy to pay for it myself. But I got Tim Allen to go back to work. He never missed another episode. Ovitz detested Litvak, but nonetheless, he enlisted his help to try to resolve the Katzenberg dispute. Litvak was a lawyer, and in any event, Ovitz had learned by now that if he didn't get his support, his own efforts would be doomed, especially with something so sensitive as Katzenberg. "I knew what a hot-button issue this was," he later explained. The issue had only gotten hotter with Katzenberg at rival DreamWorks, overtly competing with Disney and trying to woo its top animators. And it had reached the boiling point when David Geffen, increasingly angry over Eisner's failure to honor Katzenberg's contract, his treatment of Rich Frank, another Geffen friend, and other issues, decided to unload on Eisner to journalist Robert Sam Anson, whose book project on Disney already worried Eisner.